From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Nigel, this week we're going to have a debate and it's going to be based on something that is still forming in my head. So bear with me, and I'm sure you're going to have something far more intelligent to say on this subject than me. However, I will kick off. I've got a slight bugbear with performance support. And my bugbear is that it sort of in the way it's been talked about in corporate learning right now, it kind of smacks of a bit of Taylorism to me. Because I think there's a big focus on just doing things quickly and becoming more efficient. I think performance support in itself is just about designing jobs well and people being able to do those jobs well. I think that's foundational stuff. But actually, I think L&D's taken that and it's just pushing it as a kind of form of learning. And I think that is a kind of race to the bottom, because the smartest people and the smartest organisations, they might be rapid to respond to things, but they're also able to think about things. And they do the right thing, not necessarily the quickest thing. So I think there's a slight... So this is slightly nuanced, and I'm hoping this is making sense. But actually, I think there's this idea that performance support, which I think is just integral to how jobs are designed and how work should be done, is being taken as this way of... This is modern learning. It's got to be pacey, got to be really fast. And I'm not so sure that that's the most effective way of being smart.
Okay, let me take a different tack. I get what you're saying. And what worries me when people in L&D say that all learning will be performance support. Performance support supplants learning or replaces learning. And I have some issues there. But the point is that people at work get frustrated when they can't do things, they don't know how to do things, and to be able to give people support at the moment of need is transformational. It makes your life easier, it helps you grasp issues at the point when you need to grasp them, rather than trying to memorize stuff that you're never going to need or you're going to need in weeks, months, days, whatever time. So I think that concept of focusing on how someone gets unstuck when they get stuck is a really valuable complement to work. And far from being Taylorist, is actually hugely liberating. And, I can't think of the number of times in my own working career where you've sat in oozing frustration because you can't work something out, you don't know how to do it, the person you want to talk to isn't there or too busy, so you're just sitting there sweating, thinking, there must be a way. And to be able to deal with that is very important. But I think that's totally different from learning long form, if you like. This is like note-taking, but there's value in writing. Writing long form as well as just taking bullet points. So it's the bullet point equivalent of knowledge. So if you have people developing skills, developing their intellectual competence and becoming more aware of the world in which they're operating, I think that's a different tack from performance support, but neither invalidates the other. But I actually think focusing on the moment of need will do the greatest job for the greatest number of people and make the greatest number of people battle in homage to the power of learning and L&D.
Okay, so but you're kind of agreeing with me, I think, because my point is that this is the basic stuff of work and jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like it's 2016 and now we're talking about doing the things that actually help people do their jobs better. And we've only just figured this out. I don't think that is a learning strategy at all. I think that is just, this is the kind of work, this is a particular kind of job. These are the frustrations you have around it. This is what you need to get beyond those frustrations quickly. That's just like the job user experience for me. That is not a learning strategy. The problem is that if you've got a process And it's the wrong process. You don't want to speed that process up, do you? You want people that can actually stop and go, whoa, wait a minute, I'm having frustration with this, but actually it's not even the right thing to be doing. Now, and what do you do about that?
The big word I want to introduce into this conversation is change. One of the great resistances to change is that it's kind of scary. I'm moving into the unknown. The performance support model eases you into change, gives you confidence to move forward, and helps you think things through in a much more articulate and intelligent way than you would do without that kind of support. So I think we need change. We need to ease people from one stage of their career, from one part of a job, or into another kind of role. And performance support can be a brilliant way of doing that. So it takes away the fear, the pain, the frustration of doing something different. And therefore, I think it takes away a lot of the resistance, because a lot of people dig their heels in because they're comfortable with what they're doing and they're uncomfortable with what they might have to do. And I think anything that eases that transition is really good for the individual, good for their brain, and also is almost essential for the workplace.
So I knew you were going to say something far more intelligent than me, and you just have. My thing would be that this performance support as a learning strategy for me is jeopardy. I still think it's not even necessarily a part, or it's a part of the job user experience for me. I think that's how it should be seen, and I don't think it should be articulated as a part of a learning strategy. You know, I think it'd be more useful to think of the two slightly differently, and I don't think it's a very good idea to think that performance support is a learning strategy, because I don't think it is.
It's part of a learning strategy. It's an element of a learning strategy. If you like, it's micro learning. It is learning. It is helping people do something differently or understand something in a different way. That is definitely learning. But the danger is when you see it as the strategy. That's where I agree with you. But to see it as nothing to do with learning worries me, because then you kind of, it's like a reducto argument. You're saying that this big thing here is learning, but this little thing here can't be. And that almost invalidates L&D. So people are saying, well, if you're not helping people in their job, you're not doing anything useful.
No, but I think I liked Nick Shackleton-Jones's example of the London Tube map. You know, it's not until you've actually gone from one station to the other that you didn't know that journey that you learn it. So that's why I see it as the user experience stuff. I just think it's some content. It's the stuff that helps you do your job better. I don't think that's.
Yeah.
I think that the real prize is in terms of what learning is all about. Isn't it bigger than that? Isn't that just the stuff that we used to retain in our heads that we no longer retain in our heads? It just has to be there as a part of the job. And don't we start to think about other stuff because we don't have to think about that so much in the way that we used to have to?
Well, let's take the London Tube map. That's a really good example. The London Tube map is actually a metaphor of the tube. It's not literally the tube.
Yeah.
Bears no resemblance to what actually goes on under the ground. So it's a representation that allows you to understand how everything is connected. Now, to me, navigating the London Tube without that map is incredibly painful. And for any newcomer into that system, if you call it a work system, without something that helps them learn it. So the London Tube map is not learning. London Tube map is an enabler to create confidence and a willingness to explore, and it helps you learn the system.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is learning, but in itself, it is not learning, because it's an aid which promotes learning, promotes confidence, promotes adapting to new circumstance. So I think that is a very, very good example, where the key is not let's design the map. The key is how can we help people navigate this new world? What will be the most useful thing for them? Not a 14-day course on how the London Tube system was developed, but just that little point of need map that, you know, on a phone or an iPad, you can just home in on your little bit. You can ignore the big structure, go for your little bit and just learn. It is about learning. And I feel like all underground systems, I've been in many around the world, you learn the underground system. You learn to get comfortable in that new environment, and you need a tool. And the London Tube Map is the best tool I've seen. If you look at all the other systems, nothing is as clear and simple an aid to support your performance, if you like, as you begin to navigate into that, move into that new world. So I think a learning approach can generate something like the map, as long as you start to think much more laterally about what's required. You focus on what they need to do the job, rather than let's give them a piece of learning. So it's a great metaphor, I think, and it's a great way of thinking about the relationship between learning and performance support. It's a good thing to have brought up.
I'm wondering whether we've got to the end of the Northern Line. I've just noticed that this feels like the beginning of something rather than the end. and you have, you know, it's very convincing. And you should be very convincing for the man that you are and the things that you know and the experience that you've had. And sometimes I feel like this is a sort of half-baked idea. But it's kind of helping me think that through, and whether I'm right or wrong is not the point. The point is to be able to have this kind of discussion, which I find, you know, incredibly useful and illuminating. And in some senses, I hope that this is the kind of discussion that there could be more of, because I see a lot of the reason I'm picking it up is because I see a lot of people pushing certain things in L&D, and it can be quite hard to say, really, you know, could we have a opposite view on that, or just be to unpick it and say, is that actually the best way, the right way? Is it a good thing? Isn't it? So in some senses we're kind of doing that a bit here, but I think there needs to be more of that. So that's my serious kind of ending to this. I think this is a good thing to be doing. Maybe we'll do it again, and next time I will have thoughts that are more sort of solidified. But Nigel, I hope that was useful or interesting.
It's the conversation that more than just us should be having. It's a big conversation.
On that note, we shall leave it, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you very much, Martin. A pleasure as always. From scratch.